Today's daf is Krisus Daf Chof Hey, and we will begin three lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Dalid Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. So the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis discuss the halacha of somebody that was mafresh and asham talui, the noidaloi shaloichata. And then he was made aware that he never did an avera. As a result, he doesn't have an obligation to bring a carbon. The question is, what do you do with the carbon? He was already mafresh the asham talui. So there was a whole mishnah with different variables, what exactly you're supposed to do with the carbon. And then at the end, the mishnah digressed and discussed other hechitimtzas in halacha, nothing to do with Asham Talui, where somebody was mafresh something because he thought he had to do something, and then it was nispara that it wasn't needed. And the last example the Mishnah gave was Egla Arufa. And the Mishnah's Lashon was Egla Arufa Enokain. It's not like the Asham Talui, meaning, actually, Nerfa, if the Egla Arufa was Hufrash, and then it was made aware, what happened? So they no longer, the city doesn't have to bring the Egla Arufa. So what are you supposed to do with it? So if they found out before the Arifa took place, Teitze Vitira Be'eder. So then the halacha is, you just let the animal go, it's free to roam, there's no halacha is related to this animal. Mishenerfa, if you already did the Arifa, Tikavar Bim Kaima, then the halacha is, the Egel is Asa Bahana, like every Egla Arufa is Asa Bahana, and as a result, you have to bury it. What's the Svara? You're going to tell me it should only be Asa Bahana to the extent that I need it. Now that it was Nisbara that we don't need it anymore, so why is the Egla Rufa Asa Bahana? So the Mishnah says, a Gishmak is Svara, Shal Safik Ba Mitchila, Kipra Sveik Ba Hochla. When you brought it initially, in a perfect world, the Egla Rufa is brought Al Safik. And still, the halach is that after you do the arifa, the Egel is Asa Bahana. Here too, it was brought on Safik. It just so happens that it was Nisbara after you did the arifa, what had taken place, but at the time you brought it, you had the same suffix that you would always have. So this is a textbook Egla Arufa, ever the Egla Arufa is Asa Bahana. So here the Egla Arufa is going to be Asa Bahana as well. So on that note, on the topic of Egla Arufa, the Gemara brings a machloikis amayraim related to the halachos of Egla Arufa. Itmai Egla Arufa imas hayneseres, and Egla Arufa is Asa Bahana. The question is, when does it become Asa Bahana? Rav Nuna, Amar Mechayim, Rav Nuna says, while it's still alive, before you behead this Egel, it already is Asa Bahana. Rava Amar Rava says, La'achar arifa, that it becomes Asa Bahana only after you do the arifa. Bishlam ilu Rava, says the Gemara. I understand Rava Shita, meaning not the svara behind it, but the actual Shita. Me'inna des avid b'maisa. He was very clear. He said, when you do the arifa, at that point it becomes Asa Bahana. Ela le Rav Hamnuna, me emesai. Rav Hamnuna was a little bit unclear. Rav Hamnuna said that Michayim becomes Asa Bahana. What does Michayim mean? At the time that you mafresh it, do you have to do something? Rava's sheet is very clear. You do the arifa, it becomes Asa Bahana. Rav Amnuna's sheet is a little bit unclear. I'm Rav Yanai. So Rav Yanai said, Gvul Shamati Ba V'Shachachti. I heard parameters that describe when the Egla Harufa becomes Asa Bahana, according to Rav Amnuna, but I don't remember it. But my chaverim reminded me, and they told me, Yiridosel Nachal Eisen, Oisrasa. When the Egel descends to the Nachal Eisen, that's the Nachal, the valley where the Arifa is going to take place. As soon as it comes to that valley, it had to be a predetermined place. It also had to be a place where no work was ever done, nothing was ever sowed, nothing was ever reaped. So as soon as the Egel goes to that place, that's when it becomes also better. In other words, we have a Machloikis, Rav Hamnuna and Rava. The Bachskir says Rava. We'll go with Rava. A Machloikis Amayram, when the Egel Arufa becomes Asa Bahana. According to Rava, it becomes Asa Bahana when you do the Arifa. So as soon as the Egel is beheaded, that's when it becomes Asa Bahana. According to Rav Hamnuna, it becomes Asa Bahana even before the Arifa. When does it become Asa Bahana? Gvul shamati ba v'shachachti v'naz ben chavrai l'meimar, as soon as it descends on the nachal eisen. Oh, Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, no, Amidu, how do I know that I'm right? Meaning, what's the makar to my position that the Egla Arufa becomes Asa Bahana even while it's alive, as soon as it enters, it descends upon the nachal eisen? The Tan, I learned it from a Mishnah Masechtas Chulin. The Mishnah over there is discussing the halachas of Oisai v'es benoi. So it says in the Torah, Oisei v'esbenoi leis eshchata b'yamechi. Now let a shecht, a mother and its child, maybe a father and its child, but for sure a mother and its child on the same day. Nothing to do with kachin, even shechita schulin. It's a mishnah in mesechta schulin. And the halacha is, you can't shecht a mother and its child on the same day. Says the Mishnah, Hashoichit paras chatos, if somebody shechts the paraduma, v'shar aniskal, or v'shar aniskal, v'egla rufa, together with its child, so you were over an oisei v'esbenoi, but one of the animals was either the Parah Aduma, the Shara Niskal, or the Egla Ruf. Rav Shimon Poit, Rav Shimon says, you're not chayiv for Ois Vesman. And the Chachamim are chayivim, and the Chachamim say, you're going to be chayiv for Ois Vesman. It says Rav Amnuna, Bishlami Lididi Damid Mechayim, Bishlami, according to me, I hold that the Egla Ruf becomes Aser Bahana, even while it's alive, as soon as it goes to the Nachal Eisam Bahapligi. So I can explain to you very simply, the Machloik is Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. The Rav Shimon, Sabra Rav Shimon, holds Shchita Shein Ruud Loishma Shchita, that any Shchita that's not matter the animal Ba'achila, it's not matter the animal Bahana, is not considered a Shchita. And being that if somebody shechts the Parah Aduma, or the Shara Niskal, or the Egla Rufa, the animals are not going to be Mutar Ba'achila, as a result, it's not a Shchita. If it's not a Shchita, it's not included in the loisase of oisay vesmenoy lois sishchatu biyamech rabbanon. Amri the rabbanon holds shchita sheni ruah ishma shchita. They hold that even though it's a shchita sheni ruah, it's still considered a shchita, and therefore it's still going to be subject to the laws of oisay vesmenoy. It says Rav Amnuna Eli Amar lacharifa. But if you're going to tell me that when does that lacharifa become asabano, it's only lacharifa. My potter Rav Shimon. Why would Rav Shimon say your potter shchita ruah yehi? What's wrong with the shchita? You're going to tell me because the egla, it's an egla rufa, and an egla rufa is asa bana, it only becomes asa bana after the arifa. You never did the arifa. Over here, you did a shchita. Elamai, if you see Rav Shimon holds your potter, must be, it's because it's a shchita sheni ruya. Why would it be a shchita sheni ruya? Because it's not being matter at ba'achila. That means the egla rufa is going to be asar ba'achila, meaning it's asar bana, despite the fact that you never did the arifa. Must be, it becomes asar even before the arifa. So Rav Amnuna said, you know, I'm minalal from Rav Shimon Shita in the Mishnah, Masechet Chulin in Perek Oisay Vespinoy, says the Gemara V'chitei Masav Rav Shimon Egla B'Shchita Ksheira. Maybe Rav Shimon holds that really the Egel doesn't become Asabana until you do the Arifa. But Rav Shimon holds that you don't have to do the Arifa in order for it to be considered Egla Arufa. The Katchili is supposed to do Arifa. That's what it says in the Torah V'Arfu. But maybe he holds you could do Shchita as well. And being that you could do Shchita as well, it's Vaita going to be a Shchita Shein Eruya. Because even though you never did an arifa, you did a shchita. And the shchita makes it asa b'ana, just like the arifa would make it asa b'ana. But the Gemara says it can't be, because by tonight we learned to know another Mishnah, kasha b'para, pasal b'egla arufa. Pasal b'para, kasha b'egla arufa. Whatever is kasher when it comes to the para aduma is pasal when it comes to the egla arufa. And vice versa. How so? Para b'shchita, ksheira b'arifa p'sula. The para aduma, it says in the Torah, you have to shech. You can't do arifa for the Parah Aduma. Egla, ba'arifa ksheira, b'shchita psula. So you see, clearly you can't shech the egla arufa. So the only way to do a proper egla arufa is by arifa. Still, you see, Rav Shimon holds if you would shech the egla arufa, it wouldn't be subject to Yisrael Vesmanai. Must be because it's a shchita sheni ruah. Must be that it's asabano even before the arifa. Because if it only is asabano la'ach arifa, then why is it a shchita sheni ruah? So the Gemara says, ishtik. So the Amiram had this conversation and they were quiet. Meaning, this seems to be great proof to Rav Nuna. It seems Rav Nuna was having it out with Rava or Rabba, and they were having this discussion. Rav Nuna said, you know, Aminul, I'll prove to you that I'm right from this mission. Says the Gemara, the Basit, Nafak. When Rava walked out and he left Rav Nuna, Amar, he said, my time alay, Aminulay. He says, you know, I had such a good comeback. I could have told her, I'm Shimon Sava, Egla B'Shchita Ksheira. It's true that there's a Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin that says that whatever works for the Parah doesn't work for the Egla, whatever works for the Egla doesn't work for. But who said Rav Shimon agrees with that? Maybe Rav Shimon holds not that way. And if Rav Shimon holds not that way, merely the Egla Rufa doesn't become Asaba Nabechaim, it only becomes Asaba Arifa. I, Rav Shimon, holds Shchita, which is before the Arifa, it's because he holds the Shchita's Memakam the Arifa. That's why it becomes Asaba Nabechaim. The Gemara said, Rav Nono Amalach, but had Rava told it to Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna would have said very simply, there's no such time in the world that holds that way. So to tell me that that's what Rav Shimon holds, I would rather say that everybody holds Shchita doesn't work for the Egla Rufa, because what works for the Parah doesn't work for the Egla, what works for the Egla doesn't work for the Parah. I, why does Rav Shimon then hold that if you shech the Egla Rufa with its mother or child, that the halacha is, it's not Oisev Esmenoi, because it's a Shchita She'en Eroya, it doesn't become Aser until you do the Arifa. Oh, must be my Shita, that the Egla Rufa is Nasa Michayim. Either way, Rav Amnuna's Shita is that Egla Rufa becomes Aser Michayim. What's his Makar? You learned it from a Mishnah in Masechtes Chulin. Amar Rava, Rava argued. Rava said that the Egla Arufa doesn't become Aser until the Acher Arifa. Minamina, what was his Makar? Midditanah, he also learned it from a Mishnah. So both Amiram proved their respective positions from Mishnahis. Rav Amnuna learned it from a Mishnah Masechtes Chulin, and Rava learned it from a Mishnah in Le'il, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Ein Okein Ad Sheloi Nerfa, meaning the Mishnah that we're learning right now. Actually, Nerfa, Teitze V'tira Be'eder. What did it say? That if somebody, a Bezdin, the city, they're bringing the Egla Rufa, and then they found out that they don't have to bring the Egla Rufa. They found the Reitzeach, they know exactly who killed this person. It's not necessary anymore to bring the Egla Rufa. So what's the halacha? If they found out before the actual Arifa, then you let it graze.
You let it roam. You let it go home. There's nothing to do anymore with this animal. If you're going to tell me that when it's alive, it's ready, my taste of it doesn't come until you do the arifa. So the Gemara says, Rav Amnunu told Rav, no, that's not such a kasha. You can always edit. You can tweak the lashon of the Mishnah. Actually, niris l'arifa. Not if they found that before the arifa. They found that before it became royal arifa. What does that mean? Before it came to the Nachal Eisan. But really, Mechayim, it already becomes Aser. But even Mechayim, there's Gvul Shamati. There's a Gvul. So it means before it crossed that line. Before it went to the other side of the Gvul. Before it descended upon Nachal Eisan. But then where's the same as Seifa? Look at the next part of the Mishnah. Mishenerfa tikover b'kayma. Once you do the arifa, that's when it becomes Aser b'ana. Sounds like before you do the arifa, it's not Aser b'ana. No, same tweak. Tni mishenirus la'arifa. As soon as it becomes right to do the arifa. But the Gemara says, but look at the next line. Imkene masefa. Sha'ala sofik ba mitchila. Kipra sveika v'hochalot. Mishnah gave a reason. Mishnah said the reason once you do the arifa, that loch is tikover, is because from the Egla Rufa's perspective, this is like any case of Egla Rufa. The classic Egla Rufa, you bring it when you don't know what happened. Here too, you brought it when you didn't know what happened. Punked after the Arifa, you found out, who cares? Lamais, at the time that I brought it, it was regular Egla Rufa, so why should I treat it differently? That's all good if I found out Taka after the Arifa. I didn't find out Mishaniris Larifa. I found out after the Arifa. So then it's very good. I'll sveika ba kippa sveika ba hokal. If he mechayim, I don't like kippa sveika so. Then the tam in the Mishnah doesn't work. So Rava said, this is my proof. My proof is from the Mishnah right here. So what's Rav Nuna going to say? This seems to be a really, really good raya. So the Gemara says, Tanoi, Rav Nuna will tell Rava that it's true you have a raya from this Mishnah, that the Arifa is what makes it asa, but I have another Mishnah somewhere. It's fine, you went to the Bryce, so nemer machshir mechaper b'fnim, nemer machshir mechaper, because we need some help for Rashi here. Rashi says you find the concept of a korban being a machshir and a korban being a mechaper. Fnim is where karbanos are brought. So you find a carbon being a machsher. Rashi's example is the Asham Mitzayra. Mitzayra brought a carbon Asham, but the purpose of his Asham wasn't for kapara. The purpose was to be machsher him, to make him tahar again so he could catch him, etc. Mechaper b'fnim, almost all karbanos are mechaper. You find also a machsher and a mechaper b'chutz. What's an example of a machsher b'chutz? The tzipoire Mitzayra. So says the Braisa, ma machsher o mechaper ome b'fnim. Also by machsher ke mechaper, af machsher u mechaper ha omer b'chutz, also by machsher ke mechaper. What's the cheshbin? The cheshbin is that an example of a mechaper b'chutz is the sor lazazel, the sor mishtalech. An example of a machsher b'chutz is the Egla Rufa. So the Egla Rufa becomes like the Sar HaMishtaleach, because you're comparing the two. The Sar HaMishtaleach is Aser Mechayim, because it's Kachim. So too, the Egla Rufa has to be Aser Mechayim as well. So it says, even though you have a Mishnah right here, Masechtas Krisos, tucked away, which seems not like me, it seems that the Egla Rufa becomes also only Leach HaRifa, but I have a Tana de Mesayeli, because I think that's Pshat, and that Braisa Machshir Mechaper, the Machshir Mechaper, because the bottom line is we have a Machloikis, Rava, and Rav Hamnuna, when the Egla Rufa became Aser b'ana. So the Egla Rufa was Aser b'ana. The question is when? When did it become Aser b'ana? Rava said after the Arifa. Rav Hamnuna said, Yiridasa l'Nachal Eisan. While it was alive, as soon as it came to the Nachal Eisan, it already became Aser b'ana. Rava and Rav Hamnuna proved their respective positions from Mishnayos. Where were the Mishnayos? Rava's Mishnah is a Mishnah Masechtas Krisos. Rav Hamnuna's Mishnah was a Mishnah Masechtas Chulin. It's ironic because there's a whole perek in Shas called Perek Egla Rufa. It's a perek in the end of Masechtas Soita. But Rava and Rav Hamnuna had no rias to this very basic halacha in the laws of Egla Rufa. This is not an obscure halacha. This is basic. Egla Rufa is Aser b'ana. Question is when? I hear a Mishnah in Chulin, a Mishnah in Krisos. We have no Mekairos in the Mishnah Masechtas Soita. Either way, we return to our regular program, which is the halachas of chatas, more specifically, the halachas of Ashem Toi. This next Mishnah, and really this next sugya, is a very, very geshmaka sugya. It's going to take us today's daf, tomorrow's daf, a lot of raid. Zog the Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer said, Misnadiv Adam Ashem Toli b'chayoyim. If a person wants, every single day he can bring an Ashem Toli. U'b'chaleshir, and he can bring it whenever he wants. Hu haya nikra, this Ashem Toli, that sometimes people would bring simply because they wanted to. It was called Asham Chasidim. It was called the Asham that the Chasidim used to bring. Amru Olav Abava Bamuta. It said regarding Abava Bamuta, Shayim Misnadiv Asham Toli B'Chayon, that every single day he used to bring an Asham Toli. Chutz Me'achi Yom Kippurim, except for the day after Yom Kippur. Yom Echad That only day, other than that, he would bring it every day. Amar, he said, Hamoy Nazeh, he swore in the name of the Beis HaMikdosh, if they would allow me, I would even bring it the day after Yom Kippur. They told me, you can't. Because Hamten, you have to wait, until you have some element of Safik, meaning it sounds like Bava Ben Buta, or the Chachamim who told Bava Ben Buta, felt that you want to bring an Hashem Tali, you could bring it. But there has to be some element of Safik. The day after Yom Kippur, what Safik do you have? Yom Kippur was Mechaper, all the Sveikas. So you have to wait at least a day. Wait a day at that point. Maybe you could. Chachamim, Mayrim. Either way, this is Rabbi Eliezer, Bava Ben Buta, the Amrulai, those that spoke to Bava Ben Buta. All this will be clarified, a shtickle in the Gemara. I say a shtickle. The Chachamim, Mayrim, but the Chachamim have a different Shita. They say the Shita that we keep on saying, that's the Pashtis in the world of Asham Tali, that's where you have a little Dalit, because this is the halacha, and that is ain't maybe Asham Tali, Ella, Al Shizdoini Karis, Vishagagasich. You can't wake up in the morning and bring an Asham Tali. You bring an Asham Tali if you meet the criteria. What's the criteria? You have a suffix that you were over a Chayve Krisos, Shoigig, maybe even Bemazin, some of the raid we spoke about on Friday. Either way, Zok, the Mishnevite, the Chayve Chatos, Vashom, is Vadom, Shabalem, Yemekipurid. Let's say someone was Chayve to bring a Chatos, who was Chayve to bring an Asham, and then Yom Kippur happened. So now after Yom Kippur, you got kapara. You still have to bring a chatas and an asham. Taloch is chayovim lohavi lacha yom kippur. V'chayvi asham is tluyin. However, someone was chayv to bring an asham tali, and then Yom Kippur happened. So the day after Yom Kippur, you're still chayv. You're going to be potter. Ptur. Misha b'yad yisav gavdeir of Yom Kippur. Let's say someone had a shayla of asham tali on Yom Kippur itself. So it wasn't before Yom Kippur. It was on Yom Kippur. What's the difference? Before Yom Kippur, now when Yom Kippur passes, the whole Yom Kippur passed. Over here, the Shaila happened 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Yom Kippur. So only part of Yom Kippur passed. What's the halacha over there? So the, says the Mishnah, Filu im chashecha, even if it would happen mamish by Ne'ila, pater you would be pater for being in Hashem Tali, shekol ayoy mechaper. Kol ayoy, meaning any part of the day is mechaper. So as long as part of Yom Kippur passed from when you did the Avera, your pater, it takes care of whatever the Hashem Tali had to take care of. Ish yesh lechatas ha'oif, a woman was bringing a chatas ha'oif, safek, but she was bringing me safek. Meaning, she's a Suffolk Yoledes, for example. She had a baby, but it's not clear if it was a baby that's Mechayva carbon or if it's not Mechayva carbon. So the halacha is that the Chatas was brought. And then Yom Kippur happened. She too is going to be Chayv to bring her carbon even after Yom Kippur. Why? The whole purpose of Chatas Ha'oif is not Kapara. It's a Machsher. And as a result, she still needs her Hechsher. Yom Kippur is a Mechaper. So we're... the purpose of the carbon would be kapara. We can have a conversation. Does Yom Kippur work in lieu of the carbon you needed to bring or not? Chatas Vashem, no. Ash Tali, yeah. But as it relates to her Chatas Oif, has nothing to do with kapara anyway. Chatas Oif, Abal, a Safik, on the note of Chatas Oif, if someone has a Safik, whether or not he or she has to bring a Chatas Oif, im mishenimlaka noida, if the Safik is Nisbarer after the Malika, to cover at that point, you bury the Chatas Oif. We'll see in the Gemara what this all means. Either way, so in the Mishnah, we have a Machloikis. When it is one can or has to bring a Asham Tali. The Pash, this is the Chachamim Shita. And that is, you bring an Asham Tali, if you have a Safik, whether you have to bring a Karban Chatas. So you b'shoigig ate a piece of meat that's Safik Chelev, Safik Shum. If it was Vaday Chelev, you'd have to bring a Karban Chatas. Because Chelev was a Chavi Kris. Now you have a Safik. So there's a Safik, Talach is, that you have to bring an Asham Tali. Stating that, there's other shitas in this Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer starts off the Mishnah saying, if a person wants, he could bring in a davar. He could bring in Asham Tali. Then the Mishnah says that Bava Ben Buta used to do it. And it seems like the Chachamim were okay with what Bava Ben Buta did. There was just one thing they told him. You can't bring it the day after Yom Kippur. Machus Yom Kippur, you got kapar yesterday. So that doesn't make any sense. Why? Because episosophic you need. Sounds like it's not Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Right? Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, you could do whatever you want. Bava Ben Buta and the Chachamim in that Shakla B'Tayra, there seems to be a Shita that says you have to do some sort of Avera, some Safik. And then you have the Chachamim Shita, not just any Safik, any Avera. It has to be a Shaila from Chayvei Krisus. It sounds a little bit like this three Shitas. Again, it's not so clear what the Shitas in the Mishnah are, but it certainly seems like this three Shitas, and the Gemara will help us out. Zok the Gemara, my time with the Rebbe Eliezer. What's Pashup Shana Rebbe Eliezer? Rebbe Eliezer holds you can bring an Ashram Talwi B'chol Yoim. My time with the Rebbe Eliezer. Now, what's the Kasha? What's the pnimius of those words? My time at the Rebbe Eliezer. The question is that we know at this point that there's certain karbanas that you were able to bring with neder and adava. There were other karbanas you couldn't bring with neder and adava. Chatas v'asham are the two karbanas you can't bring with neder and adava. Oilin shlamim, you could bring with neder and adava. But a chatas and an asham, you can't. Rebbe Eliezer is saying that there's an asham
albeit an Asham Tali, a unique type of Asham, but there's an Asham that you could bring Benedim and Adava. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? My time at the Rebbe Eliezer, Luchur, it's an Asham. And if it's an Asham, it should not be Ba Benedim and Adava. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Eliezer's response is, Rebbe Eliezer's answer is, Isol Gedait of Chayvehi. If you would be right that an Asham Tali is just a regular Asham that shouldn't be able to be brought in Edeb and Adava, why is it if later you find out that you really ate Chalev, so what's the halacha? You bring a carbon Chatas. What do you mean? I thought you brought the Asham Tali. Elishma mina nedavahi. So it's very unclear what the Gemara is saying. But it sounds like Poshipshan in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying as follows, that the reason a Chatas and an Asham is not Bab and Nedab and Adava is not because it's a din. Chatas can't be brought in Nedab and Adava. There's a din, Asham can't be brought in Nedab and Adava. There's a halacha that when a carbon is mechaper, a mechaper can't be brought in Nedab and Adava. You either have to bring it or you don't have to bring it. No such thing that a carbon whose essence is to be mechaper should be brought in Nedab and Adava. Where Rabbi Eliezer is saying is, the Asham Tali is not a mechaper. Because if the Asham Tali was a mechaper, then why, when you find out later, after you already brought the Asham Tali, do you have to make a carbon mechatas? Elamai, it's not a mechaper, it's not a mechaper. So I treat it like a Noyla and a Shlomim. Not that it's not a carbon chayva. Rabbi Eliezer knows that there's a classic Asham Tali, which is a carbon chayva. But he felt at the end of the day, from the fact that it's not mechaper, that means that you should treat it like a noyla and a shlomim. And a noyla and a shlomim can be brought b'nedav b'nedav. He thought an Asham Tali can be brought b'nedav b'nedav as a rabbanon. Oyla v'shlomim who da'asa b'nedav b'nedav. Avachatas v'asham chayva nino. Rabbanon said, no, it doesn't work that way. Oyla v'shlomim, yeah. Asham Tali is no. Ah, you're going to tell me, what's your kasha, Rabbi Eliezer? That if the Asham Tali is a regular mechaper, you look at like a regular chatas v'asham, why is it that if you find out, meaning what's the whole purpose then of the Asham Tali? These are the words we've been waiting for. The purpose of it is to protect. The Asham Tali serves a purpose just like every chatas and Asham serves a purpose. It's a different purpose. Chatas is a mechaper. Asham is usually a mechaper. The Asham Tali is a lahagin man yisurim. But it's a kapara de gezach. And you have to be shayach to those Yisurin in order to be able to bring your Asham Tali. The bottom line is, Rabbi Eliezer holds that being that it's not a full-fledged mechaper, you don't treat it like a regular chatas v'asham, you look at it more like a noyel shlamin, you can bring him a nedav and a davo, a chacham and mold. No, it's true, it's not a regular mechaper. But for whatever it is, it is mechaper, and it's like a chatas v'asham in a sense, and therefore, it's not going to be rabbi nedav and a davo. Amalei Rav Acha, braid the Rav of the Rav Ashi. One more shak levitaria as it relates to this. Rav Acha, who was Rava's son, told Rav Ashi. He said, "Dilma Asham Tali ka oyla v'shlamim." I still think maybe Asham Tali should be like an oyla and a shlamim, because Lamais, it's still not your classic mechaper. And if that's the case, ma oyla shlamim dasa b'chayv v'asam minadav Asham Tali namidas b'chayv v'asam namidav. He felt that I don't understand that. It's just a long-winded way of saying I don't understand the chacham shita. And he said, just because the Asham Tali is baba chayv, it doesn't mean it can't be brought b'nedav minadav. So Amalei, he told him back oyla shlamim ikar b'nedav. The ikar parish of oyla. The first time the Torah mentions the oyla in the beginning of parish is vayikar. Then it mentions the shlamim. It's talking about an oylas nedav. It's talking about someone who now there is a concept of an oylas chayva. The carbon tamid that was brought every day was the oylas riyah that they had to bring on yontif. So of course, it's a concept of an oylas chayva. But the classic or the first oyla mentioned in the Torah is for sure an oylas nedava. So the ikar parish is a parish of nedava, as opposed to asham tali ikar bechayva. Except for sure, the asham tali v'shtet in the Torah is a shailov and chayva. You want to maybe argue in svara that it should be the nedav and nedava? No. Tani Rav Chanina kamei de Rava. Rav Chanina told Rava asham tali ba al hanevela. He said that if someone eats nevela, zok Rashi, first Rashi, kolomer, al safik isala, you have a safik if you ate nevela, or if you have a safik if you over any other law for that matter, what's the halacha? There's a concept of bringing an Asham Tali. Amalesi told him back, whose sheet is that? Vanantanan, we learned in our mission, chachamim, when made the Asham Tali with Asham Dovich, clearly not the chachamim say it has to be a chavi krisos. And Ira Beliezer, you can even bring a binadav. Amalesi told him, my time away masnisa zimnin sagiem tonisa kame mar. How come you didn't learn this properly? You were with me many times in front of Mar. Umanoi, who's Mar? Rabba. But Amali, or he told us, Hamani Rebbe Eliezer, he da Amrulai. You know what it is? It's the third sheet in the Mishnah. There's a third sheetah. You have Rebbe Eliezer, that's the first sheetah, who says you can even bring a binadav and a davar. Then you have the Chachamim Shita, no, it has to be a Chavi Krisos. And then you have the Maisa with Bava Bebuta and Amrulai, they told Bava Bebuta, I hear it every day, but I don't hear it the day after Yom Kippur. It's clearly not Rebbe Eliezer, because the classic sheet that's Rebbe Eliezer is you can bring it whenever you want. It's also not the Chachamim, because it's hard to believe that Bava Ben Buta every single day got involved in a Safik Chavi Krisis. It's just too hard to believe. Elamai, it's this Shita that holds that even on any Safik Lav, even on a Safik Lav, there's a concept of bringing an Ashram Toy. They felt, not Mamish Rebbe Eliezer, it's also not Chum. That's the three Shitas. So what are the three Shitas? Rebbe Eliezer, Nedab and Nadab, you can do whatever you want. Chum say it has to be a question of a Chavi Krisis. And then you have the Amru Loi, the Bava Ben Buta, those who told Bava Ben Buta, I hear you, but not in Mamish, like the way you're doing it, they hold it has to be some Beis HaSafik, but the Beis HaSafik doesn't have to be Chavi Krisis. So even a Safik Nevela, for there it's going to be Negei. Amar Rava, Rava said, my time with the Amrulai. What's the Makar to the Amrulai? That Shita, Amakra. It's the Pasik of Asham Tali. It says, reading the whole Pasik, Ve'im Nefesh Ki Secheta, Ve'asa So'achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem, Asha Loisei Asena, Ve'lo Yad HaVashem, V'nasam HaVoinei. What does it say? You did an Avera, actually, you did something you're not supposed to do. Nevela, something you're not supposed to do. It doesn't say anything about Chavi Krisis. Any Loisa, say, or any Suffolk, right? It says in the Torah, for Lo Yoda, obviously, there's a Suffolk, you know. You don't know for sure that you did the Avera. But for any Suffolk glav, you're going to bring an Ashram Tali. Amar Rav, my time of the Rabbanon. Damri Emivin Ashram Tali, El Dovash Adonin Kazri, Yasa Chatas, Yalfi Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs, Michatas Chelov. They learn Xeru Shavu, Mala, Hala, and just like by the Chatas, it has to be Zdonin Kazri, Yasa Chatas, Afkan Dovash Adonin Kazri, the Shigge Gosai Chatas. So those are the three Shitas. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you can bring Menedim and Adava. He holds that this Ashram Tali, being that it's not really Mechaper, it's not treated like your classic Chatas V'Ashram that's not Bava Nedav and Nedava. You have the Amru Loi Shita that it say that the Pasuk says V'Asa Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Asher Lo Yaseh Asena, as long as you do something you're not supposed to do and it's V'Loi Hoydas, you're not sure, you bring an Ashram Tani. You have the Chachamim that they darshan Mitzvah is Mitzvah. Tanu Rabbanan. Chamisha Ashamois Mechaprim. Ashram Tali E Mechaprim. So Bryce said there are five Ashamois that are Mechaprim. And then there's another Asham that's not mechaper. Again, five ashamis that are mechaper, and then there's the one that's not. Which is the one that's not? The ashram is like, my comma, what does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yosef Hachikam. Chamisha ashamis mechaper kapara gemura. Five of them are mechaper kapara gemura. But ashram toli ain't mechaper kapara gemura. They're not mechaper kapara gemura. Udaloi k'Rabbi Eliezer. This is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The Omar who said ashram toli baal nevela. Sounds more like the Amruloi, the Rabbi Eliezer. That said that you could bring an ashram toli on nevela. What do you see from there? You see that fundamentally the understanding of Ashram Tali is different. Because if you bring even on a vela, that means you're doing it to get the real kapara. Because it can't be an interim, because it's not an interim. What are you bridging it to? Bishlam Ashram Tali, you'll tell me you're bridging it until you find out. When you find out, then you'll bring the Chatas Chelev. But by Nevela, if you ever found out that you were over the Issa Nevela, you're not going to bring a carbon. Must be then that the Ashram is doing more kapara according to that sheet. Ravina had a different understanding of the Braisa. Again, the Braisa said, five Asham is mechaprim, Asham Tali ain't mechaprim. The first pshat was five kapara gemura, Asham Tali is not kapara gemura, udaloik Rebbe Eliezer. Ravina said, Hachitani, you have to know where to put commas in this next gemara. Chamisha Asham is ain't achar mechaprim kaparasim. There's no other way to get kapara when you're chai of one of the five Asham is. Dichimisyalade maisi. Because even if you found out, even if you have more information, it doesn't matter. You always, once you chayv the carbon, you have to bring the carbon. Ashram Tali, as opposed to achar mechaper kapara. So there is another way to get kapara. Delechi misya ledei loy maisi. Because if you found out later, there is things that can happen later that will make you not obligated to bring the Ashram Tali. What's an example of that? If Yom Kippur happens, for example, it knocks out the obligation to bring an Ashram Tali, it doesn't knock out the obligation to bring your regular Chatas and your regular Ashram. That's what the Braisa means. The Braisa that's comparing and contrasting the five Ashramis on the one hand and the Ashram Tali on the other hand, what it means is with regards to this halach. Chai v'chatois v'ashamois v'adoin v'chuduk. Tani, ten in the Mishnah. Chai v'chatois v'ashamois v'adoin v'shovel yom kippurim. Chayom v'lohovi yilachay yom kippurim. Chai v'ashamois tluyim p'turim. The Mishnah said a very gishmak halacha. If someone was chayv to bring a chatas, he was chayv to bring an Ashram. And then Yom Kippur happened. So what's the halacha? You still have to bring your chatas and your Ashram. If someone was chayv to bring an Ashram tului, and then Yom Kippur happened, Yom Kippur knocks out your obligation to bring the Ashram Tali. Says the Gemara, you know what I mean? What's the Makar to this? And this is going to take us into tomorrow's daf. Kasa Rav Dimi, Rav Ami, Rav Chanina, Amakra. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael and used to say over a lot of halachas from Rabbi Yochanan. This he didn't hear from Rabbi Yochanan. This he heard from Rav Ami, who heard it from Rav Chanina. He said that it's learned out from the following pasuk. It says, in Parashas Achrimos, Perek Tazayin,
Sefer Vayikra, all the psukim that talk about Yom Kippur, the chibur ala kodesh mitumois bnei Yisrael umi pesheim lechol chatoisam v'chein yasal oyomoyed hashoichin itam b'toich tomasam. But either way, the pasuk puts together the pesheim and the chatoisam. Now, a pesha is when someone doesn't aver b'meizid. A chet is when someone doesn't aver b'shoichin. So we learn from the chatam dumi d'pshayim. It sounds like the shoigigs are treated like the meizids. And ma psham the labnei karbin, just like the psham that Yom Kippur's mechaper, are psham that don't have a chi of carbon. Why? Because you never bring a carbon when you're doing a ver b'mezid. Af chatom the labnei carbon. So too, the only time your kippah is going to be mechaper on a ver b'shoigig, if there's no obligation to bring a carbon. Av chatom the bnei carbon loy mechaper. But if you do an a ver b'shoigig that had a chi of carbon, it's not mechaper. That's how you know if someone was chayev chat is a roshim, he's chayev a carbon for doing an a ver b'shoigig. Yom kippah is not going to be mechaper. How do you know it? You learn it from this pasuk. I'm the abaya. It's abaya told Rav Dimi. V'achiksev aden krob b'sira nasa b'fnim hudachsev. That pasuk you just quoted is talking about the sayer l'ashem. There were two seirim. One went l'ashem. The other one. And that pasuk is referring to the Sar Lashem. The Sar Lashem, we know, is Loi Mechaper Laver is the mitzvahs Yudua. The Gemara is in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos discuss in detail what the Sar Lashem was Mechaper for. One of the things, one of the caveats are, it had to be an Aver you weren't aware of. If you were the Aver, it wasn't Mechaper. In other words, the Sar Lashem is limited in its capacity to be Mechaper. And if that's the case, maybe it's true, you have a pasuk that teaches me that the Sar Lashem can't be Mechaper for all averus b'shoigig. Meaning, if you did an aver b'shoigig, you chayv a carbon, the Sar Lashem is not mechaper. Av a sar mishtaleach. The mechaper al averus, the mitzvahs you do, eim alucha afil ha-chaton, the main carbon in a mechaper. But maybe the sar mishtaleach is mechaper. You have a pasuk that says that there's no kapar. No, you have a pasuk that says the Sar Lashem is not mechaper. The Sar Lashem wasn't such a mechaper. The Sar Lazazel was a much bigger mechaper than the Sar Lashem. Right? We spoke about the lumdis of it and the hashkava of it in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos. It's mind-boggling when you know what the Sar Lashem was and the Sar Lazazel was. Ve'ein kam v'koyim elaharach. But that's a fact. The fact is the Sar Lashem was much more limited in its ability to be mechaper. So maybe the Sar Lashem can't be mechaper and chayvich leiz v'ashomis. But maybe the Sar Lazazel could. El amar Abayas. Abayas said, I have a different mekar. Mehacha, a pasuk also in Vayikra Tezayin. But this pasuk is not talking about the Sar Lashem. This pasuk is talking about the Sar Lazazel. It says over there, I'm reading the whole pasuk. V'samach Aaron eshtei yad aval roish asar hachai. That's the Sar Lazazel. V'hezvada olam, and you should say vidui es kol avinis bnei Yisrael. V'es kol pesheim l'chol chatoisam. V'nasam oisam roish asar v'shilch v'yad ish iti hamidbara. It says es kol avinis bnei Yisrael. V'es kol pesheim and l'chol chatoisam. Darshins the abaya pesheim is mezid. Chatos is shoigig. So again, chatom dumi the pshoim. Mapshom the labnein carbon. Just like the pshoim obviously don't have carbon. Why not? Because it's an aver b'mezid. You don't bring a carbon aver b'mezid. Av chatom labnein carbon. Av al chatom. The bnei carbon inu loy mechaper umiata kro b'sar mishtalech lememro. You have it by sar mishtalech, which is a very inclusive mechaper to teach me the alchatom. The bnei carbon inu loy mechaper. Only Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi told Abaya back. So Rav Dimi had his mekar that he heard from Rav Ami, heard from Rav Chanina. Abaya had zichgedingen with Rav Dimi's mekar. So Abaya said, "I'll tell you my pshat." Now Rav Dimi told Abaya, "I don't like your pshat." He told me, "My dehainu psham the alchatom the bnei carbon inu loy mechaper. Labnei carbon inu duma hani the bnei carbon inu." How do you know that the psham and the pasuk are talking about psham that don't involve carbon? Hey, you're going to tell me what do you mean? Because you never bring a carbon. You never bring a carbon for doing an aver b'meis. It's not true. It's a mishnah. Weird. Masechtas Krisos. Kidet tanan arba mevi'in al azad in kishkaga. There are four that do bring a carbon when you do an aver b'meis. So maybe pesheim means even you a chayv carbon. Chatoisim also means when you chayv carbon. As the Gemara, as it relates to this exchange between Rav Dimi and Abaya, it might not be you find other Amiram had the same exchange with some tweaks, as we'll see. He also Ravin Amar. So Rab Abin said this, Rav Dimi said this, and Ravin said the same thing. Amar Rav Yossi, he said in the name of Rav Yossi, Amar Reish Lakish, name of Reish Lakish. So obviously Rav Yossi is the wrong Gersa, right? Ravin heard from Rav Yossi or heard from Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was a Tana, Ravin and Reish Lakish were Amiram. So if you look on the side, they changed the Gersa to Rav Asi. So Ravin said, I heard from Rav Asi, who said over from Reish Lakish, the Hisvada, all of us, Kol Avoinis B'nei Yisrael, Ves Kol Peshem, he said over Abayas Mekar, the Chol Chatois, Chatom Yidun the Bishop, Map Shom, the Lavnei Karbim, Chaper, Chatom, Lavnei Karbim, Chaper, Av, Chatom, Lavnei Karbim, Lavnei Chaper, Amar Abaya, so Abaya told Rovin, he said, Gishmak, Ano Nami Madein Kro Amri, you Mechavim to me, or I was Mechavim to you, but you know, we said the same shot, but then he said, but I tell you, I heard a good Kasha, because actually Rav Dimi, asked me, Mimai the Hani Psham the Labne carbon inu, the Mahanach the Bnei carbon inu. Maybe the Psham and that Pasuk are Psham that do require a carbon, kid it's Nana and Savishna, but Mavian al Azad in Kishkaga. Amale Ravin, so Ravin already had an answer. Ravin told him, Rav Psham Labne carbon. It's true there are pshaim that have carbon, but most not. There's only four. Every other pesha in the world, you don't get a carbon. But this four, yeah, ruba, the isa come on, the lesa come on, all the roivs, right? It doesn't work for us. So as a result, pshaim, roiv, pshaim, are not carbon, so the chatama also not going to be on the lesa. He told him, I hear, but midi roiv ksiv, I also like the pshara abaya said, but I don't think it's a great parrot. It doesn't say roiv, elam rabaya. So abaya said, I'll tell you what I think the real pshat is. Same pasuk, this is the makar, but it's mereisha the krav, from the beginning of the pasuk. It says, it's vada all of us, kol avoynos b'nei Yisrael. V'tanya, we learned to the b'raya, so what does avoynos mean? Elus doynos. V'chein uoymer avoynobo. So why did Torah have to say Pesheim again? Meaning this pasuk had three adjectives for Avera. It says Avoinois, and then it says Pesheim, and then it says Chatoisam. Avoinois is Mezid, Pesheim is Mezid, Chatoisam is Shoigig. So Abai said, why did Torah have to say Avoinois and Pesheim? What do I need two for? To tell me Mezid and Chabshoim. So why does it have to say Pesheim? Oh, it must be to teach me a Hekish, to teach me something. Something I wouldn't know. There has to be some Chiddush in this in this Pasuk, because otherwise, why would the Torah repeat the word Pesheim? Must be telling me Ma Pesheim, the Labnei Karbin, Av Chatoim, the Labnei Karbin, Av Chatoim, the Bnei Karbin, and Uloi Mechaper. It must be, it's coming to teach you this Halacha Excel. So, a few Ha'aris regarding this very Gishmak Yadav that we just learned. The first Ha'ara is that, we'll skip to the last Ha'ara, we'll go backwards. So the Mishnah said that Bava Ben Buta used to bring an Asham Tali every day. Amru Olav HaBava Ben Buta, Shoyim Misnadev Asham Tali B'chol Yoyim, Chutz Mi'acha Yoyim HaKippurim Yoyim Echad. With the exception of the day after Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Chum didn't allow him to. But he wanted to bring an Asham Tali every day, and they allowed him to bring it every day. With the exception of the day after Yom Kippur. They told him, how can you bring the day after Yom Kippur? You just got Kapara on Yom Kippur. It's not possible for you to go ahead and bring it after Yom Kippur. So why Bava Ben Buta? Bava Ben Buta wanted to bring an Asham Tali every day. The Chassam Sofer in a drasha, and this is in the Chassam Sofer's drashas Erev Slichus, interestingly, and in the drasha, he writes that we're learning Krisus now in yeshiva. So the Chassam Sofer was learning Masechtas Krisus, and he gave this drasha shortly before Slichus, and he gave it in the shtetl of Tzucker Mantel. But either way, the Chassam Sofer in a drasha in Tav Kuf Ayim Gimel, in Sukkot Mantel, said over the following drasha. He said, why Bava Ben Buta? So he said, the pshat's like this. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that Hurdus, King Herod, whose family ruled Klal Yisrael for the last 100 or so years of Tkufas Bayesheni, killed all the Chachamim in the world, except for one. Except for Bava Ben Buta. He needed one Jewish advisor, and as a result, that's what the Gemara says, he kept Bava Ben Buta alive. But he killed all the Chachamim. But even Bava Ben Buta, that he left alive, the Gemara says he made him blind. At some point, Hurdus woke up in the morning and realized, what was I thinking? What did I do? What am I, crazy? I went ahead and I killed all the Chachamim. So the Gemara says he had an advisor, Bava Ben Buta. He calls Bava Ben Buta into his office, and he says, Bava Ben Buta, you have to give me, I need help. I need a Yeshua. I did something horrible, something terrible. I'm afraid. I killed all the Chachamim in the world. Give me an Eitzah. So Bava Ben Buta turned to Hurdus, and he told him, I have an idea. Hu kiba Eirish Alaylam. When you kill the Chachamim, you extinguish the light of the world. Kiner mitzvah, the Torah Ar, you destroyed all this Torah in the world. Yelech v'yasek b'Eirish Alaylam. I'm going to give you some advice. Go take money. You're very wealthy. You have access to Roman money. Put money into the Beis HaMikdash, renovate it. It needs renovations very, very badly. And I want you to make the Beis HaMikdash beautiful. The Beis HaMikdash is also Eirish Alaylam. If you do that, you're going to get a kapara. Gemara says that Hurdus listened to what Bava Ben Buta did, and he pumped in millions and millions of dollars into the Beis HaMikdash. He rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, and it was so beautiful that Chazal say, Kol Shalei Ra Beis Hurdus, Lai Ra Binyana Me'amav. If someone didn't see the building of Hurdus, it was the nicest the Beis HaMikdash ever was. As I state in the Gemara, in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. But the Gemara asks Akasha. The Gemara says, Ubava Ben Buta, Hei Chavad Hachi. How could Bava Ben Buta have done this? For Amar Rabbi Yudam Arav, Vitem Rabbi Shoben Levi, Mipnei Man Nenesh Daniel. Daniel was punished. He was thrown into a Guva Arayas. And the Gemara asked, Amiroma bothered, what did Daniel do to deserve this? Mipnei Shehisi, Eitzel Nebuchadnezzar. And the Gemara says, because he once gave an idea to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar also was having a bad day. And he also felt like he needed kapara for so many of the averis that he did. So he went to Daniel, and he asked Daniel, what could I do? So Daniel told him, I'll give you an idea. Give tzedakah.
support Jewish causes, and if you do that, you're going to have a Yeshua. And Chazal say he was punished for doing that. Because why are you giving Nebuchadnezzar the schus? Nebuchadnezzar, let him rot. Why are you giving him an opportunity to get out? So what did Daniel do? He gave him an opportunity, and as a result, he was punished. So faith to Gemara, Bava ben Buta, Hecha ben Hachi. How did he do it? How in the world was Bava ben Buta able to do it? So to Gemara, two terutzen. One teretz, the Gemara says, is Shani beis hamikdash, the Eloi malchus loy mispini. Because Bava ben Buta was also practical. And he realized that the only way you're going to be able to renovate the Beis HaMikdash is if somebody on the pay grade of Hurdis, of the Roman Empire, is going to get involved. There's no campaign in the world that will be able to raise enough funds to rebuild the Beis, to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So as a result, you needed someone literally on that level. So he had an opportunity. He had Hurdis' ear. He was vulnerable. So he figured this was the right thing to do. But other than that, when I learn this Gemara, what I see is that what Bava ben Buta did was wrong. It's no Shiloh was wrong. It was the wrong cheshbon. The Gemara says, Vehechi avad hachi. None of us, he was being practical. He didn't have a choice. There was no other way to do it. I mean, think about it. Imagine Adolf Hitler, Yamach Shemoy, after the war, would sit down with a group of rabbis, a rabbinical council, and he would say, you know, I think what I did was terrible, and I realized maybe it wasn't such a smart idea to kill 6 million Jews. I need a kapara. So you should give tzedakah, right? There were a lot of Holocaust survivors never wanted to take reparations and things. They didn't want to give them the schus. Well, I'm going to give you the schus now? Absolutely not. I'm not taking your money. So imagine, here you have Hurdis, who kills all the chachamim, and Bava ben Buta tells Hurdis, not only are you going to get a schus, you're going to have a schus in the Beis HaMikdash. He gave him an opportunity to make the Beis HaMikdash beautiful, which was not shaykh. Says the Chassam Sofer, Bava ben Buta knew it was wrong, just like the Gemara said it was wrong. But he also knew, practically speaking, it was the right thing to do. But at the same time, Zokter Eilim Chassam Sofer, every day Bava ben Buta woke up, and it bothered him, because he realized that there's karbonis being brought in the Beis HaMikdash now, and there's ketoris, and there's the menorah, and there's avoid, and there's so much kapara going on, and all this kapara is happening because of me. And you know what's happening now? Who's getting a schus on all this? Hurdis is getting a schus. This is not Shaq, the enemy. Our nemesis is getting a schus every single day with all the karponis that we're bringing. And he felt he needed kapara for it. So you know what he did? Every single day he would bring an Ashim Tali. He brought an Ashim Tali because he needed kapara. For what? For the avodah that was being done in the Beis HaMikdash. Because when the avodah was being done, it was going on the ledger, on the cheshbin of Hurdis, and he felt that that was bad. And says the Chassam Sofer that really, the day after Yom Kippur, if there was ever a day that Bava ben Buta needed to bring a carbon, it was Machris Yom Kippur. That's why the Mishnah makes such a fuss about it. Because the day after Yom Kippur, after the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah, that was the Shpitz. Then he needed it even more. But they didn't allow it. But he said, I need it. And he says, what was his shvuah? Hamoyin hazeh. Why did he mention the Beis HaMikdash? Because he was being miramis. This is my problem. Hamoyin hazeh. That's why I need to do it. Azoy shteit nechsam soifer in drashas. It's the first drasha. Slichas, tofkuf ayin gimel in tzukr mantel. This shtikl chsam soifer is also in chdush chsam soifer. It's in chdush chsam soifer mesechtes nedarim. Daf samich vavam beis. The gemara over there, it's the very last gemara. It's samichem beis. Samich vavam beis. Tells a fascinating story. Ahu bar Bavel, the Solik la'arid Yisrael. There was a Yid from Bavel who went to Eretz Yisrael, Nosavitza, and he got married. And apparently, this husband and wife spoke the same language, but being that he was from Bavel and she was from Eretz Yisrael, there were some words that meant one thing in Bavel, where the connotation was a little different in Eretz. There were things that were getting lost in translation. The Gemara tells one story about their happy marriage. Amalo, one day, this man turns to his wife and he says, Bashili li trei talfmi. You know, cook for me some lentils. But trey literally means two. Bashilo le trey talfis. He comes home at night. What's for dinner? Two lentils. Rasa chalei. He wasn't very happy. The macha, the next day, Avala, he says, really, I see that, you know, with my wife, I'm going to have to be very, very clear. So he says, Bashilo le griva. Which is like some ridiculous, huge amount. He just meant to say, you know, I need more than two lentils. Bashilo le griva. She went, she measured a griva. And that's what she made. Amalah, he told her, zil isi le trey butzini, go and bring me two melons. You know, let's eat melons. Forget about lentils. We'll eat melons instead. But butzini also means lamps. Azlis v'aisilei trei shragis. He came home. What's for dinner? Two lamps. Says the Gemara. Amalas, he turned. He was so angry. And he said, Zil tavri yasin al reisha de bava. He says, I want you to take it and go smash the lamps on the head of the bava. Above is a doorway. Says the Gemara. This woman walks outside. Have a yasin bava ben Buta. And she saw bava ben Buta was sitting. And he was teaching the Talmidim. Azlas, she went. She took the two lamps. V'tavri yasin al reisha. And she knocked them, she broke them on the head of Bava ben Buta. Oh my Allah, so Bava ben Buta looks up and says, Ba'a dikta avdis. Right? Do I know you? What happened? Arbalei, so she told him, Kach tzivani baili. this is what my husband told me to do. Omar, so Bava ben Buta said, Atosis Ritzoin Bailech, you did what your husband asked you to do. Hamokim Yoitzim Yimech Shnei Bonim Ke Bava ben Buta. The Ebeshta should give you the schus that you should have two sons like Bava ben Buta. Ironically, the next words are Hadron Allah, Rebbe Eliezer. This is Perak Rebbe Eliezer. But either way, this is a Gemara. Says the Chassam Sofer, this Gemara is a Pella by me. He says, obviously, this woman was, right? Okay, maybe not the sharpest tool in the shed. And clearly, things are being lost in translation between husband and wife. But which person in their right mind would ever take Trey Butsini and not go to the Gadol Adar? The Ran says, the Rosh says, that Bava ben Buta was the Gadol Adar. You take these two lamps, you knock it over the head of the Gadol Adar. It's not Shaykh. He says, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. I understand Bava, she thought Bava this. Bava ben Buta, the Gadol Adar, he says, how's that possible? And the Chassam Sofer says something that only the Chassam Sofer could say. Nobody else could say this. Avala emes nira. Shall you mashimim lebava? There were people that had tainas on Bava ben Buta. And you know what they had tainas on him for? Forgiving. Heard this the idea to go ahead and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Because they felt that it was empowering Hurdis. Because it was giving Hurdis chosim. So this woman was used to hearing things about Bava ben Buta. And that's why she had a havamina, ben benay shel havamina. That maybe what her husband man was, that hit it over the head of Bava ben Buta. It's unbelievable. He says, how could she even have had such a havamina? It's because there was a lot of guilt in Klal Yisrael at that time. Nobody knew. Bava ben Buta felt it was the right thing to do. He himself wasn't sure. And that's why Bava ben Buta, b'chol yoyim, every single day, used to bring an Ashram Tali. Mamish dvarim neflav. He says, b'derech agav, he says, this is unbelievable, a throwaway line from the Chassam Sofer, mamish, in the middle of a shtickle. It's amazing. He says that, when did this happen? Hurdis. So Hurdis happened at the same time of the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, right? They all lived. This is like the last kufa of Bayesheni. Says, Chazal said, ki mitziyin teitzei soira, udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So Hurdis rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash, right? You would think there'd be a ribuy of Torah, a ribuy of Dvar Hashem. He said, Emes, was just the opposite. Because when was Nisraba Machloikis B'Yisrael? When did it all start? It all started with the Talmidim of Shammai, Talmidim of Hillel. He said, it's hepech what you would have thought would happen. It's because it happened through Hurdis. He says, when did Nevuah become Batal? When was it Pasuk Nevuah in Klal Yisrael? Nevuah became Batal beginning of Bayesheni. How's that possible? Ki mitziyen teitzei soira udvar urei pella. Listen to this lashon. Urei pella. Ki ksiv mitziyen teitzei soira udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Ubavay nesenu arabim yom shivnim de Bayesheni al yidei rishoyim koirish nistma hanevuah. This wasn't the real way to do it. It wasn't meant to be done through Hurdis. Bava ben Buta felt that he had no choice. That's why he went ahead and he did it. But regardless, it's also for that reason that he brought an Ashram Tali every day. We'll stop here.